the word of the Lord from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up and took the child and went there. And he went there by night with Jesus and Mary, and remained there until the death of Herod. And this was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and he killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to what had been told to him by the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice cried out in Ra'am, wailing and loud lamentations. Rachel was weeping for her children because they were no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph again in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. While they were on their way, Joseph learned that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod, and he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, Joseph went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in the town of Nazareth, to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophets, "He will be a Nazarene." And this is the word of the Lord. Throughout the Gospel of Matthew, in this early chapter, chapter 2, it becomes apparent to us that for Mary, for Joseph, and for Jesus, times were uncertain as Herod plotted to kill the newborn king, and Mary and Joseph had to move from one place to another. The wise men, following the star that announced Christ's birth, had traveled a great distance to see the newborn king. And on their journey, Herod stopped them and beckoned them to himself and instructed them, "Once you find this king of the Jews, come back to me, tell me where he is, so that I too might go and worship him." The wise men were warned in a dream not to return via the same route, but to find a new way home. And when Herod realized that his orders had been ignored, he was infuriated. And in a fit of rage and jealousy, he ordered that all baby boys 2 years old or under in and around Bethlehem be killed. Times were uncertain for this young family. And then an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and warned him about Herod's plot and told him to go to Egypt. And at that time, Egypt was under the rule of the Roman Empire, which placed it outside of Herod's jurisdiction, making Egypt a safe place for the young family. But the young family had to get there with a baby whose life was threatened by a king. times were definitely uncertain. While the young family was in Egypt, an angel appeared to Joseph and said, "Get up. You're moving again. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel." So off on the journey they went, more moving and more uncertainty. And as they traveled there, Joseph heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod. And Archelaus was as nasty of a guy as his dad was, so he did not want to go there. And being warned in another dream, he went to the district of Galilee, which meant more traveling and more uncertainty. Times haven't improved much since Herod ruled. There are still evil and dangerous rulers in this world, and there are dangerous and uncontrollable instances in life that seem to direct where our lives are headed. In 2008, there was an international economic meltdown which unsettled financial institutions and disrupted the job market. It also devastated personal finances and savings of many people. And a person of humble spirits told me that in 2008, they lost one-third of their investments. And now their future is riddled with doubt for both themselves and for their family. Times are uncertain. And in recent years, there have been all sorts of natural disasters. They have made a mess of the earth and shattered lives. After speaking with people who live in Washington, Illinois, I've learned that there are still fields full of debris from the tornado in 2013. And it's pretty hard to farm land covered in trash. Times are uncertain. And in 2015, the Washington Post ran an article calling attention to the fact that Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois were using redlining. Redlining is the practice of cutting off housing capital to certain districts, communities, and neighborhoods based on the skin color of the people who live there. Times are uncertain. The young family of three in the Gospel of Matthew lived in uncertain times, but they also lived with an absolute truth. They lived in the love and the protection of God. On three separate occasions, God appeared to Joseph in a dream and instructed him to take his family to a safe place, to a place that God would lead him. In the text this morning, we are witness to God's care and God's preservation. God's care and his preservation is known as providence. And in our time of chaos, God's providence gives us certainty. Certainty that God cares and that God will provide for our needs. Just as he did for Mary, for Joseph, and Jesus when he gave them a safe place to live, so too God gives to us. God not only gives to us individually, but he gives to us communally as well. He gives to us as a church. And as some churches struggle to define their mission and their purpose, how they can join with their community, and how they can share the love of God for all people with their neighbors, God has provided for First Federated Church a very special way to do so. Located just across the parking lot behind us is the Life Together Center, and it is well situated for community outreach. happening there is Bible study, vacation Bible school, snack pack. Look, it's my book, the Community Foundation. The list of events go on, and it happens right next door. The building itself reminds us of two things: that we serve God, and in serving God, we care for others and tend to them. At Vacation Bible School, there's a mixture of children. Some are from the church, and some are from the community. No matter if they are children of church members or come from the neighborhood, the LTC provides them a space to learn about God and to grow in their love of God. God has provided, through the LTC, a space for us to share God's love with our children and with our neighborhood. God provides. In times of uncertainty, we can be certain of that. In another way, we see God's provision through communion. In the bread and the juice, we see that God has sent to this world his only Son, Jesus Christ. This world filled with uncertain times. And God the Father, through Jesus Christ, has established with us a new covenant, a covenant of grace, of love, and of reconciliation. At the Lord's table, we join with Christ, who has promised us this: he will be with us until the end of the world. Uncertain times or not, we are reminded at the Lord's table that God is providing for us and that God is watching over us. And as we come to the Lord's table, as we come to this table, we do so in the knowledge that the bread and the juice are a foretaste, a pledge of God's love, of God's grace, and of God's care. It is here that we are reminded, even in uncertain times, in the midst of evil and natural disasters and terrible leaders, here we are reminded that God is with us, that God is sustaining us, and that God provides for us, loves us, and cares for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.